Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
Manitowoc Energy, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker MEI, has been making some tremendous progress in what has proven to be challenging times in the junior oil and gas sector. The company just released a year-end 2015 reserves evaluation, as well as unaudited 2015 financial and operating results, which all showed some positive, if not impressive, numbers. Hi, I'm Gail Amenden, head of editorial at Stockhouse Publishing, and I'm speaking with Manitowoc President and CEO Mass Jeremiah to get a closer look at the company's achievements over the last year and a glimpse of what's in store for investors in 2016. Thanks for joining me today, Mass.
Thank you, Galen.
So, Mass, Manitowoc Energy is a relatively contrarian oil and gas play. It's focused on conventional and quasi-conventional oil and gas sources in Alberta. This has allowed the company to somewhat escape the hammering other juniors have experienced in the crude oil pricing slump. Instead, Manitowoc has been able to gain ground in this challenging market, and as shown in this recent Sproul Associates report, it is noted that Manitowoc has managed to increase its proven developed producing reserves 61%. Now, that's a fairly substantial increase. So what are some of the other major positives pointed out by Sproul's 2015 year-end report, and how is Manitowoc able to achieve these?
Well, I think, you hit the nail on the head, significant increase in reserves on a proven and probable basis. We have replaced 2015 production with by 360% on our total proved reserves, by 480% on our P plus P or 2P reserves. Our F&D costs, F&D and FD&A, so finding and development and acquisition costs, were all at historical one-year historical lows for the company's six-year history. We were able to get 2015 average F&D at $7.54 BOE on total proved. Using FD&A on total proved $6.88 a BOE, and on a 2P basis on FD&A it was $5.26 a BOE. So low considering that, about half, 45% of our production is oil and the other half being gas. And then that leads to a very good recycle ratio. We had a net back with financial instruments or with our hedging of $25.66. per BOE over the course of 2015, and using that figure, our recycle ratios are 3.4 times on 2015 F&D, 3.7 times on 2015 FD&A, and 4.9 times on a 2P basis, which, when you look at that, that to me is one of the better metrics to use to understand where a company's going, because it factors in everything, op costs, finding costs, what you're getting per barrel, et cetera.
Now, Manitowoc Energy was also able to, in all of this, cut back on its capital expenditures after acquisitions and divestitures in 2015 to come to a total of $40.6 million compared to the $69.7 million in 2014. Now, how is the company able to achieve this, and what are some of the other key figures or financial figures for Manitowoc in 2015?
Well, again, with the price of oil dropping as much as it has, at the end of 2014 and into and throughout 2015, we decided that it was probably better to buy reserves than to drill for reserves. We cut back our drilling capital to almost nothing, and focused on acquisitions, which we closed one in June of 2015. We did, over the course of 2015, see performance, outperformance or the performance of our lithic Glock oil production of wells drilled in 2014. With their outperformance of the 2014 Sproul report, we're able to book reserves up in the 2015 Sproul report as a result of that further performance. And again, that performance over 2015 of our lithic Glock wells was what we anticipated, but we needed to see that before getting credit for it on the reserves. So, you know, while, you know, it's been challenging, you know, the acquisition we did, getting our production, flowing as best we can in 2015 at Carsland, is what allowed us to get a good reserve report this year and allows us, sets us up well for next year. Now that we've bought the Carsland gas plant, you know, we have seen already a production increase there. We'll see further increases as we move forward with the adjustments at the Carsland gas plant, and just makes everything start to make, it helps for everybody to understand the benefit of why we made the Southeast Alberta acquisitions, both on the land side, the production side, and why we feel strongly about the future there.
Now, as announced on March 2nd, you guys had managed to monetize some of the crude oil hedges that you had for a total cash payment of like $12.3 million. Now, what was the reasoning behind this move, and how is the company set up financially for 2016?
We had hedged, as you mentioned, and we felt that oil prices were not likely to go a whole lot lower. You know, there was always possibility of it going lower, but we felt that the most of the move was in. Rather than just see, you know, oil prices bounce back and give up some of that value, we decided to take the 2017 hedges and anything in 16 we had over and above our production expectation, and basically unwind that at around $30 U.S. WTI per barrel. And that allowed us to put $12.3 million and reduce our debt, which was significant given, you know, given the current environment. Mm-hmm. And with the idea that, you know, with it bottoming out, we expect to hedge, you know, 2017 and 2018 again sometime, you know, before 2016 is over at you know, higher prices. Now, how much higher, we're not sure, but we expect, you know, we've already seen the last little bit, $8 to $10 move above that $30 level. I anticipate with the gasoline driving season coming ahead here in the U.S. that we would see some strength in oil going into second quarter. We've already seen the last couple of EIA reports starting to look a lot better in terms of supply and demand. And we'll utilize that bump to layer in some hedging over 17 and 18. And we feel while we can't predict where that price will be, we feel it'll be better than the $30 that we unwind the hedges at.
Right. Now, we spoke already very briefly about the Carsland gas plant. Now, you said, it was announced, actually, earlier this month, in March 4th, to be specific, that you guys were able to increase plant throughput from 590 barrels or BOE a day to in the first 2 weeks of the month to 940 BOE a day over the last week. So what are then Manitok's specific plans for Carsland then in 2016, and what other operational highlights can investors look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, we took over the plant at the beginning of the month. We've made some minor modifications, things as simple as temperature gauges and things like that that allow us to better understand what's happening in the plant and therefore better to optimize the liquid recovery, which then ultimately allows us to produce more gas, which allows us to flow more oil. So just by doing a little bit of tinkering here in the 3 weeks we've had it, we've been able to boost that production, you know, from 588 to about 940. You know, it brings our overall corporate production, you know, to 4,550 BOE a day. The two Glock wells are still restricted. There's still more upside there. And we still haven't tied in the two Basal Quartz wells. They're also in the Carsland area that were drilled in 2014. So we expect to do about another $1 million, $1.2 million of upgrades, minor upgrades to the gas plant over the course of the second quarter. Start with a bullet tank going in here in April, and some adjustments to the refrig unit in May and June. We expect it to be operational by the time we get to the end of June, and that over the summer will lead to us tying in the two Basal Quartz wells and to start moving up the Glock wells, you know, to the optimal level that they're able to produce at. So we should see a bump in our production over the summer as a result of the tying in those wells, which should lead to a flat year to a little bit up year, even without drilling in terms of our production going into, you know, Q3. And then by the late Q3, early Q4, we'll start drilling again.
Okay. Well, all that said, then, what would you say to investors right now who might be considering Manitok Energy as an addition to their portfolio?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look past the issues and start to see that, you know, of all the stuff that's been thrown at us the last few years, you know, that reserve report, the success at Southeast Alberta, it's just the beginning of the growth that we're going to see there once oil prices recover and we're able to be active in Southeast Alberta. I think, you know, the analysts and a lot of the market watchers are out there very cautious about oil prices and they're factoring in that low price for a 3 to 5 year period. You know, I would expect if you want to make an investment on gas, you should be somewhat optimistic on the pricing. We've seen that, you know, demand has increased in the U.S. for gasoline across the globe even. And I anticipate that oil prices will recover significantly before the year is over. And if you're looking at, you know, $50 to $60 oil in the next 2 or 3 years, our cash flow looks quite strong as we move from, you know, over 5,000 barrels a day here, hopefully over the summer as we tie in these wells. And as we drill and continue to grow our production over the course of 16 and 17, our cash flows will move up significantly when oil is back in that $50 to $60 range. So I think if you're a little bit optimistic about oil, we offer a lot of growth. We've been beaten up. So our value relative to our NAV, we're something like 25% of our NAV, our current share price, 2P NAV. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of value, upside still, and a lot of negative built in. So low risk with a good reward.
So this is, you guys have been really active, and it is a very, very interesting story. As far as I can see, Manitok is continuing to forge ahead, and they're building long-term value for shareholders, which in my mind will position the company to capitalize on the oil market when it does inevitably recover. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence before making any investment decision. So this is Galen Engen, and I've been talking to Manitok Energy President and CEO, Mass Jeremiah. Again, Manitok Energy trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MEI. Thanks again for joining me, Mass.
Thank you very much, Galen.